This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Star Spawn of Cthulhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So these guys are little itty bitty versions of the regular Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still very big.
Yes.
They're still the size of buildings, but not the size of, like, you know, all the buildings.
Yeah, except for those ones in the Xbox game that are actually just like the size of a big dude.
Yeah. Or the Cthulhu from Symphony of the Night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was like a linebacker and a half. And that's it.
Yeah. But yeah, like this, I'm trying very hard not to make a mini me joke, but you kind of have to, a little bit.
Options, tiny tusks.
Yeah. But they just kind of swim around under the sea, living a life of leisure, hoping that none of them is saddled with the responsibility of becoming one of the five watchers.
Yeah. I was thinking so. And even then, like, all of this kind of sounds a little bit boring.
Uh-huh.
Like, you spend all your time under the sea, you're being attended by deep ones and such. And, like, attended, what does that mean for these guys? You know, like, I always wonder, like, what attended can mean in a world without books or TV.
Right.
You know, like, there's no art. There's no, you know, I mean, there's art, I guess. There's weird sculptures, you know. But, like, one of the things, like, Lovecraft does is he projects his, you know, shitty, you know,
patrician upbringing. Yeah.
Onto other people. Like, just like, you know, gamble roofs today. That shall be what I spend this week considering, you know. So like, you're just being attended, but if you get picked to be one of the five watchers, you get to hang out. You're also being attended, but you have to actually keep an eye out for when the stars are right. And then when it is, if you're the person who finds it, you get to cast the spell that brings Cthulhu, wakes him up, and relay.
Do you think you get a commission if you're the one who, you know, who gets that sale?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's probably pretty good.
Mm.
Like, you know, and can you imagine what it'd be like if you didn't? Like, yeah, it's like those people who, like, go to the, you know, are chosen for the Olympics but, like, don't place in the qualifying round or whatever. Like,
yeah,
like, I trained my entire life for this. You know, I just didn't make it.
Out of the way, fuck old me, man. Yeah,
fuck me, you know. Oh, sucks being a watcher.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's no like, these also feel like they're very much made for, like, they're from the actual literature, but they feel like they're made for the role-playing game because they're in five geographically diverse parts in the world.
Yes.
And the idea that you're supposed to go and disrupt or do, like, a Call of Cthulhu campaign to block the site or damage or fight all five of these.
Yeah, like to seal them you know, in caverns beneath the earth. Here's my question. You know how there are sea otters and river otters?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a difference between sea star spawn and river star spawn? Because there's one of these guys just hanging out in the Amazon River.
There is a river star spawn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gamey.
Mm.
You can't. Yeah. It doesn't taste good. Like,
covered in Candiro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like that Candiro would have a bet. That'd be like a Call of Cthulhu campaign for the Candiro. It'd be called Candiro, where they go into an ancient cave and it's not what they bargained for. You know?
Nope. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.